Joe, that's a pretty strange game. We were just talking about that. Have you ever been on the sideline for so long?
No, I don't think so. It was definitely crazy. I mean, I think there was 21 points between the two teams before our offense even stepped on the field. And then, once we did, we have to get off to a quicker start than we did.
Yeah. Do you think the delay caused any, of that slow start?
I don't think so. I mean, we definitely can't use that as an excuse. We got to go out there.
Not like the Super Bowl, huh?
No. we have to go out there and we have to, that could happen. I mean, and, we benefited from it. We were up 14-7. So, the fact that we went on the field up 14-7, like I said, we got to go out there and be ready for that and go down and put another, more points on the board. We didn't start off very quickly. I did think that we handled it pretty well and reacted to this slow start and got going a little bit, but I would have liked to see us start a little better.
Yeah, it looked like you misfired the first couple of throws that you made, but then you got going the second quarter and everything started clicking.
Yeah, it got going a little bit. I mean, we just got, I think the first drive, a couple throwaways, and then the third down, I missed Jacoby. I think if I would have just stuck him on the chest there, that would have kept us on the field on that first drive.
Right.
Even though we didn't have two very good plays on the first and second down, I think that third down play, we should have made that, and I think that would have been a big piece of, starting a little bit faster than we did. I think if we got that first down, we would have been able to keep it going a little bit and, have a pretty good day.
Are you getting more comfortable with this offense? And as you get game situation, you had the game of the 49ers, then you had those practices, which almost like maybe more than a preseason game those practices were, and then you got another game under your belt.
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's always nice to, to get real live reps, especially in an away stadium with, away fans and people rooting for the other team. Dealing with the crowd noise, it always brings out a little bit of stuff that you haven't, been able to work on, quite realistically. So it's always nice to, like I said, take some live snaps with some live action and have something really be on the line.
Now, Keith Wedding had a tough start out there. Did you tell him about your first game against New England at all?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I did, yeah.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, and I reminded him. I actually told him about it before the Niners game. I said, listen, my first game, I got in, I think, with 2.5 minutes left. We were inside the 10, backed up inside the 10-yard line. I think we were up by 7 points. And I got hit 5 different ways. I fumbled. They picked it up. They scored a play later. And thank God they went for 2 and didn't get it. And we won the game anyway. And I told him that. And, even when he came back, I said, listen, man, that's what happens. It happens to everybody. I said, that's why I told you that story. I mean, stuff like that's going to happen. It's just a matter of how you react to it. And, I think he finished the game off well. He went down and he completed a couple passes in the 4-minute drive and kept the chains moving and, really milked a lot of the clock out.
Yeah, you had to be happy for him. He hit that bootleg pass, which was turned out to be an easy throw, but he hit the tough throw to Butler on the slant on third down. That was a key play.
No doubt about it. Hey, man, it's football. Yeah, it's not really any different than any other football. But when it's your first time taking the field in an NFL game, it's a big deal. And I thought he handled it well. Like I said, there's only so much you can do about those bad plays, and they're going to happen. It's a shame it happened when it did, but I thought he handled it really well and carried himself great.
Yeah, we made the comment after your first game, it was 1,000,000-to-1 odds that you'd be starting the AFC Championship game that year, and you should have bet a buck, huh?
Yeah, you're right about that. Like I said, I played 2.5 minutes in that game, I think. Maybe 30 seconds, actually. I think I played 2.5 minutes in the next game. So you never know.
You never know. You got to keep plugging, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Joe. Thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Okay.